Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877. Here's some inspiring thoughts. This is a good Trump ad. Inspiring thoughts from Kamala Harris. Cut one, go.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time.
So the importance of community banks, if they are as they are called, they're in the community, led by members of the community. They are people who understand the capacity of the community, the needs of the community, the culture of the community.
Space is exciting.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that...
All right, shut up. I've had enough of her. Now, I want you to... By the way, Jane Fonda's all in with Joe Biden. That ought to tell you a lot, America, how the radical Marxist left has thrown in. I want to play something for you that really doesn't flow into what I've been discussing, except that it is so profound by such a remarkable person. You don't hear me say that often, that I want you to hear it. And that's good enough, I think. It's Douglas Murray, who I've come to really like. I've never personally met. I don't believe I've even had a conversation with him off the air. But I'm a great admirer of his. He's in a debate in Canada with the pro-Islamists and others. And I want you to hear what he has to say, folks. And hat tip to Twitter, a.k.a. X. Cut 17, go.
Well, thank you very much, Rudyard. It's a great pleasure to be back at the Monk Debates. When I was last here a couple of years ago, I just returned from the front line of the war in Ukraine, where I was with the Ukrainian armed forces. And for most of the last 8 months, I've been in Israel and Gaza, following the war there as closely as I can. And I won't go into all the details now that I could give you of what's happening. But I would just put it in perspective in this way, first of all. What happened on the 7th of October was not just a massive attack on innocent people inside Israel. It was the equivalent to about 6,000 Canadians being massacred and burned in their homes in one day. It's the equivalent of about 1,500 of your fellow Canadians being taken hostage. You know, you would have thought after an attack like the one that Hamas instigated that started this terrible war, you would have thought that there would be some sympathy for the world, from the world. You might have thought the world would pay attention to the attack and at least pay attention to the people behind it. You might have expected, like me, that there might have been a worldwide opposition to the terrorists and rapists and murderers of Hamas. You might have thought there would be hatred around the world erupting, that the government of Qatar and its mouthpiece, Al Jazeera, its funding of Hamas and hosting of the leadership of Hamas in Qatar. You might have thought there'd have been an outpouring of rage at the Islamic Revolutionary Government in Tehran, but no. There was an immediate outpouring of rage against the state that had been attacked. Bring back our girls, we had 10 years ago in the war in northern Nigeria, which I also covered. Bring back our girls. No international campaign saying bring back our Jewish children. Believe all women, we've been told for years. But, turns out, not if the raped women are Jews. Israel is the only country in the world which, when it's attacked, gets attacked more. You know, the interesting thing about anti-Semitism is, as my late friend Jonathan Sacks said, it's a shape-shifting virus. It moves across the centuries. When you could hate people for their religion, the Jews were hated for their religion. Then you couldn't hate people for that anymore, so people hated the Jews for their race. And then, after the 20th century, people realized that wasn't such a great idea either. Now, the Jews are hated not for their religion or their race, but for having a state. People around the world hate them so much for it that Israelis are attacked when they have hostages taken, and this is to remember the 100 hostages still in captivity in Gaza, who if they were given back by Hamas today, the war would be over. And they're also attacked when they rescue their hostages. You know, the interesting thing about anti-Semitism is the Jews can never win. Because historically they've been hated for being rich and for being poor. They've been hated for integrating and for not integrating. They were hated for being stateless. Remember, rootless cosmopolitans, the far right used to say. Now they're hated for having a state. Today, the only really acceptable form of anti-Semitism, aside from the sewers of the far right, the only real tolerated form of anti-Semitism is anti-Zionism. Zionism, as we just heard, is simply the right of the Jews to self-determination in their historic homeland. That's all. Anti-Semitism, as we've also just heard, is double standards against Jewish people or cruel and unfair treatment of people because they're Jews. This isn't very far away from home here. If this isn't anti-Semitism, can the audience here tell me why the following things have happened since October the 7th? Why in a Montreal suburb a synagogue should be firebombed, as happened in November? Why there should have been gunshots against the yeshiva? Why in Toronto a bookstore owned by a Jew should be attacked? Why a
Molotov cocktail? Now, you know there's a bad word that he's going to use, right, Mr. Producer? We got it? Okay, go ahead.
Community center in Montreal. Why a Toronto Jewish deli in North York was firebombed. Why in Toronto the Orthodox synagogue was vandalized. Why in Toronto two men opened fire the other week on a Jewish girls' school. If it isn't anti-Semitism, tell me why just a week ago pro-Hamas protesters tried to go through Jewish areas in this city shouting, not just Allahu Akbar, but, and I quote, sorry for the language, f***ing filthy f***ing Zionist pigs, dirty Zionist rats. Have you heard that language before? The Jews have. Now look, if you are interested in this motion, just bear this in mind. It's not about Netanyahu, it's not about this war, it's about double standards, and one question hovers over it above all, the question of who would protect the Jews. Who would you trust to protect them? The Europeans? The Arab world? No. History shows only one people protect the Jewish people. The Jewish people. That's what Zionism is.
Absolutely brilliant. That was just 6 minutes. And then you see Blinken, Biden, Obama in the shadows. You see Sanders, Tlaib. You see the Democrat Party and the Democrat Party media. You saw Raddatz, Martha Raddatz, on a Sunday show, Sunday before last, attacking the Israelis for saving four of their own who were taken hostage, worried about the casualties on the other side. There's no difference between Hamas and the Palestinians. They're all Palestinians. We've now surveyed two from a Palestinian survey organization, two from an Arab survey organization, and by supermajorities they support Hamas, and by supermajorities they support what happened on October 7th. That's the bottom line. And it seems to me this administration does not believe in the state of Israel. It does not believe in the state of Israel, has done virtually nothing to fight the Jew hatred in our country, let alone the people in Israel. Now you might say, well, they've given them arms, they've given them enough arms, they've already had arms. Many of the arms that were already put aside were given to Ukraine. So in many respects, they're providing more inventory to the Israelis because they use that inventory that had been put aside over years to help Ukraine, which is okay. But Congress hasn't cut off aid to Israel. Congress hasn't cut off munitions and armaments to Israel. Biden and Blinken have. They're choking them. They're doing Iran's dirty work, Hamas's dirty work, Hezbollah's dirty work. That's why they're not going to get all their hostages back, certainly not alive. I'll be right back.
Much lovin'.
You're invited to the grand opening of Whistle Stop Park in downtown Reading on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy live music, a beer and wine garden, free swag and snack food, and more to celebrate Reading's newest park, located between the Shasta College building and California Place Apartments. Plan to ride your bike to the celebration? Park it at no cost with Shasta Living Streets Bike Ballet. All are welcome. Don't miss the fun at Whistle Stop Park on Friday, June 21st from 4 to 8 p.m.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you. Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest Sundays here, 8 o'clock. KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
This July, as we celebrate the birth of our nation, it's important to reflect on the freedoms our forefathers fought for. But today, these freedoms are under attack. Look no further than the treatment of our former president. If the left can go after him, they can come after us. That's why now, more than ever, we need to stick together and fight back. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, well, they're more than just a senior discount organization. AMAC is dedicated to protecting our conservative values and defending our rights. Learn more about how AMAC is actively fighting for our freedom by visiting amac.us/levin. By joining AMAC, you're not just becoming a member with unprecedented benefits and discounts, you're becoming part of a conservative movement. This July 4th, let's pledge to stand united. Join AMAC today and ensure that our voices are heard. Go to amac.us/levin, that's amac.us/levin, or text the word JOIN to 20741. That's JOIN 20741. Together we can make a difference.
There's a reason liberals line up for a smackdown. Free government cheese from Mark Levin.
You know, America, there's a situation going on in Tennessee, in and around Nashville, where my kids and grandkids live. Our kids and grandkids live. It's getting some attention, but it's not getting enough national attention, so I intend to do that starting this minute. Michael Patrick Leahy is a good man. Every now and then my wife has written pieces for the Tennessee Star there. Michael Patrick Leahy is a conservative, but he's also a media man. He's a writer. He's the CEO and editor-in-chief of the Tennessee Star, which is a great newspaper, as well as others, quite frankly. Now, Michael Patrick Leahy, what is taking place there? Start from the beginning. Concisely tell us what's going on, because this story is going to be very, very important to my audience.
Well, thank you, Mark, for this opportunity. On March 27th, 2023, 28-year-old Audrey Elizabeth Hale, born female, who self-identified as a transgender male using the name Aiden, heavily armed, walked into her former elementary school at Covenant School here in Nashville, and she murdered three young 9-year-old students and three staffers. Within about 20 minutes, Metro Nashville Police Department arrived and killed her. Subsequently, a massive investigation by Metro Nashville Police took place. And in that investigation, they uncovered a great deal of writings by her, including a journal for the last 3 months of her life that was left in her vehicle at the school, as well as a spiral notebook, sort of an operational plan, and about 20 notebooks that they found from her house, where she was a couple miles away where she lived with her parents. Those notebooks, those journals from the house, went back to about middle school, so about 15 years. All told, probably 500 pages of her writings. So what happened next is, at the Tennessee Star, Mark, we said, okay, we want to get those writings. So we applied through the Tennessee Public Records Act with Metro Nashville Police. They did not find us, so we filed a lawsuit. Then Metro Nashville Police gave those 500 pages of writings to a judge in state court who's presiding over this, Lashia Miles. She's been reviewing them in camera for over a year. So that's where everything was until earlier this month, when we received, legally obtained, some documents, including 80 pages from the journal that she left in her car and other items. So we started writing about it. We've written about 30 stories on it. And then, you're not going to believe this, Mark. On Monday last, June 10th, I'm, you know, working away. My lawyer...
Now, before we get to this, what did you find in these journals? What did you publish?
Well, of the journals, we found 80 pages of the diary that was kept from January through March of 2023. And they came in the form of 40 images. Each image had 2 pages of the diary. So that's what we have. We haven't published a single one of those.
Mm-hmm.
We have, however, written stories based on those, about 30. So mm-hmm. And it's a very disturbing tale. She was suffering from autism, wanted to kill her father, talked about her imaginary penis. Very, very disturbing. So then I got on Monday evening, the presiding judge sent me a show cause hearing order requiring me to attend court this Monday to explain to her why I hadn't violated the court orders. Now, this was quite bizarre.
All right, let's stop right there. Why you violated the court orders? There was no court order involving you, correct?
That is correct. It's even weirder, Mark. In her court order, she said she got a media call from somebody claiming we had published documents under her review. Who did that? A reporter for WSMB News, a NBC affiliate here in Nashville, Stacey Cameron, called her up and said, hey, falsely said we published the documents and that we violated this non-existing court order. You ought to charge this guy with contempt of court. That's what she did at 4:44 p.m. on Monday.
So, did you go to court Monday?
Well, the order came June 10th. I hired a fantastic First Amendment attorney. His name is Daniel Horwitz, H-O-R-W-I-T-Z. He pointed out to her in an emergency motion that she couldn't do that because she had to give me notice. So she said, okay, I'm going to deny your motion to set aside, but you got to show up anyways. Okay, so we showed up on Monday. The court hearing had nothing to do with me. Instead, what the judge said was, I want to hear from all the participants and see if the stories based on these 80 pages makes my ruling on the 500 pages I have moot. They all said no. So, but at the end of the hearing, Mark, she said, I'm going to issue a court order. I may order a special prosecutor to go after you, Leahy. So stick around.
Go after you for what? First of all, the court order doesn't apply to you. You can't just issue a court order that applies universally and generally to everybody.
Well, my attorney at the hearing, in the 7 minutes he had of the hour and 10 minutes of the hearing, said to her, well, Your Honor, what court order did my client violate?
Keep it right there, Michael. What court order did my client violate? Now, remember, America, this man is a journalist. This man is a journalist. He hasn't written about the substance of the journal. And this judge has dragged him in front of her based on an order that has nothing to do with him. We'll be right back.
I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
James Madison writes in Federalist 51 that men are not angels. Their passions and self-interest often get the better of their reason and sense of justice. So we need government in order to protect our rights against those who would take them away. But for the same reason, Madison writes, government must be limited, because people in government have passions and interests too. Many Americans today forget this. Supposing that we can do away with constitutional limits on government. Supposing that the unelected bureaucrats being put in charge of our health care, for example, will rule as if they are angels. If Madison was correct about human nature, this is foolish and dangerous.
To
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Cascade Curations in downtown Redding is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Redding's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Required to qualify.
Good looks, charm, smarts. It all adds up to the Mark Levin Radio Show.
Mark Levin, the research arm of conservative media. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
A great newspaper is called the Tennessee Star. Michael Patrick Leahy. So, we left off where the court says, what about her order? you guys say, what does this order have to do with us? What does she say?
Right. So my attorney says, what court order did you claim that my client violated? And the judge, Judge LaShia Miles, tells him, I'm not going to allow you to ask that question here, Mr. Horowitz. He says, why? You called my client in here to show cause why you shouldn't charge him with contempt of court for just publishing documents or stories about documents he legally obtained. To which the judge said, oh, no, that's not why we're here today, Mr. Horowitz. We're here so I can just get the landscape of where this case is right now.
What?
Everybody said. No, I kid you not, Mark. I kid you not. And she, my attorney then went on to say, well, but Your Honor, nobody here said Mr. Lay, he's done anything wrong or violated any of your orders. And she shut him down. She said, stop it. Basically, you know, I'm not going to do that right now. The time is not ripe for this. So the hearing ended.
So now what happens?
Well, now we're waiting on whatever her order is going to be. She has threatened and still threatens to set up a special prosecutor, an obscure rule under Tennessee Criminal Procedures Rule 42B that does allow a judge to appoint a friend of the court to investigate someone they think may have committed criminal contempt. It's very rarely been used in the state of Tennessee. The last time we could find that it was used, Mark, was back in 1995 when an attorney in a case, after the outcome was not favorable to him, started yelling and screaming at the jury. And that's the only time we can find it.
So where can you go now? Probably, you just have to sit and wait this out?
Well, Mark, the reaction to her conduct and really her denial of my civil rights and her denial of my right to have my attorney respond to the basic purpose of the show cause hearing has not been well received throughout all of Nashville. And so we'll just wait and see if she's going to assign a special prosecutor. She has no evidence. She has no reason. I've done nothing wrong. I'm just exercising my First Amendment rights. I have legally obtained these documents, and I have every right in the world, if I want to publish all these documents. But I've taken a more cautious approach because she's supposed to make a decision in the next couple of weeks about whether or not she'll release all 500 pages. And so we were just going to wait and see. But we'll see. I mean, she may appoint a special prosecutor, but I'm just going to say, there's no crime here. We have to guess what the crime is, I suppose, Mark.
What are they afraid of in these documents? Are you able to even tell me?
Well,
if not, don't. But there seems to be, it's like these are classified documents. I mean, it's about this individual who went into this school and shot it up. And the secrecy surrounding this is unbelievable.
There's a couple things to tell you here. First, she's only reviewing, under review, the 500 or so pages of writings of the Covenant Killer. But we have obtained legally other documents, which are blockbusters. One document is a memo from the FBI to the Metro Nashville Police Chief, John Drake, May 11, 2023. A three-page memo, the subject line is Protection of Legacy Tokens. Have you ever heard of a legacy token, Mark?
No. What is it?
It is a term invented by the FBI 4 or 5 years ago. It relates to any video or writing or social media posting left behind by a mass murderer after a mass murder takes place. And it explains their motivation, and they take credit for it. Now, the FBI wrote to, from their Quantico, Virginia, Behavioral Analysis Unit, the Critical Response Group, wrote to the chief of police here in Nashville on May 11th and said, don't ever release these legacy documents. One, because there'll be copycats. Two, radio pontificators will misinterpret them and the people will misunderstand them.
Ah,
and three, and certain groups, Mark, might be hurt by it. Basically, transgender killers, right? But Mark, wait, there's more. in this memo, the FBI said, oh, by the way, Metro National Police Chief, there's precedent for destroying these kind of legacy tokens.
Oh, geez.
These documents. And basically, they say in 1999, the Columbine Killer videotapes were destroyed. Mm-hmm. So they didn't say destroy the documents, but they basically said, you know,
is
you want to destroy.
Is the public ever going to know what happened here with this woman?
Oh, yes. We have another blockbuster, which we just released today, Mark. And that is this woman was treated by Vanderbilt University Medical Center at Vanderbilt Psychiatric for 22 years. From 2001, and we have police notes of documents obtained from her treatment there from Vanderbilt University Medical Center professionals in which she said she wanted to kill her father and fantasized about a mass shooting at a school. There's a duty to warn law here, Mark, in Tennessee, and from what we can tell, nobody at Vanderbilt University Medical Center followed that duty to warn. The father was not warned, and no other precautions were undertaken.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, I guess you're going to stay on it as long as they don't throw you in jail for some absurd reason that you can't even figure out, right?
Well, Mark, it's only 10 days in jail. I can do the time. I can do it if necessary, but it won't come to that. If the judge sicks a criminal prosecutor after me, and with no evidence, puts me in jail for 10 days. You're in for like an hour. It's automatic bail. The book you come out. On appeal, this thing will be unanimously overturned.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Well, keep us informed, as I know you will. To me, this is really outrageous. All this is going on because they don't want more information coming out about this individual who slaughtered these people. It was weird from day one. When the police, local police there, said, no, we're not releasing it. I mean, I've never heard of a case like this where all the information is not released. There's nobody to prosecute. She's dead.
Yeah, it's very weird, Mark. If I could ask if any of your listeners want to help us with our legal fees, then
yes.
Go to TennesseeStar.com, TennesseeStar.com/donate, TennesseeStar.com/donate. I have a fantastic First Amendment attorney. But as you know, Mark, it is not inexpensive to hire a fantastic First Amendment attorney.
No, it's not. All right, brother. Well, good luck. Keep us informed. Appreciate you.
Mark, thank you again for this great opportunity.
You bet. Folks, help him out. It's important. Yeah. This case is bizarre, and that's what happens quite frankly. I'm speaking, not him. When you have these local elected judges that are way over their head and they don't know crap, to be perfectly honest with you. Now, we move along. Remember that $7 billion that was spent, Mr. Producer, to produce 7 or 8 electric vehicle charging stations? So about $1 billion apiece. This is Biden, right? Well, we have another one. $42.5 billion rural high-speed internet plan. Residents in rural America are eager to access this high-speed internet under a $42.5 billion federal modernization plan, but not a single home or business has been connected in nearly 3 years under Biden, who demanded the funding. In fact, no project will break down until sometime next year, and they don't know when. And this is the man who's destroying the electrical grid, who is destroying the combustion engine, who's destroying, even the unions may not realize this, the automobile industry. He's destroying the products in your home. He's going to force us all onto a grid that cannot possibly handle all the electricity. I want you to think about this. 7 electric vehicle charging stations, $7 billion, $1 billion a station. And by the way, these electric vehicle charging stations, they're being stripped of certain precious metals in them by hoodlums. Ah, didn't know about that. And now $42.5 billion and not a single home or business in nearly 3 years has been hooked up to this rural high-speed internet because doesn't it exist yet? Now, that's reason enough to vote against this guy, isn't it? Yeah, I would think so. But so far, no. Well, not no. So far, I can't believe that the guy has even 45% of the people who might vote for him, Mr. Producer. Can you? They'll vote for what? A kumquat, yes. An old Levin line. All right, we'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. With summer heat quickly approaching, CarShield is offering a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to see why CarShield is voted America's most trusted vehicle protection company and see why our commitment to our customers has landed us an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. We have live reps here to answer all your questions, but you have to call now. Call 800-898-6155 now. Drivers who are covered will have peace of mind when it comes to breakdowns. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive roadside assistance, towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. What do you have to lose? Call 800-898-6155. Again, 800-898-6155.
He's passionate.
Just pathetic.
He's funny.
Get off the phone, you big dope.
And you always learn something. Mark Levin is on the radio.
My gracious goodness, the show is minutes away from ending. We don't like that here, you know. what's been going on, the attacks on Donald Trump, the Hitler Youth in the streets, crime is through the roof. You see what's going on. We're in uncharted territory in this country. You see overseas, Iran's about to get a nuke. Putin just met with UN. They now have a war pact, a military pact. It's just a disaster, a disaster. But you can protect and grow your wealth by investing in gold and silver, and that's what you need to do with unprecedented instability like this. Precious metals, through diversification, they've always served as a safe haven during times of political and economic turmoil. And with the expert guidance of my friends at Advantage Gold, you can navigate this insane climate with confidence. Call Advantage Gold today, 800-900-8000. They're there. Look, folks, we are in the middle of stagflation. The value of your money is going down. The pricing on services and goods are going up. The value of the dollar is going down. It's called stagflation. And we just reached $2 trillion for the budget deficit, nearly $2 trillion in 2024. You know what that means? Worse inflation, higher interest rates, just a matter of time. It's just going to be absolutely punishing. It's called Bidenomics. Bidenomics, and people are believing the lies, well, oh, you're going to lose your democracy if you don't vote for Biden. You're going to lose everything if you vote for Biden. I want you to call Advantage Gold, 800-900-8000. They are there right now. They are there right now. They'll send you a free 2024 gold and silver kit, a free 2024 gold and silver kit. And that tells you how to help keep your money safe when things are bad. Plus, tell them I sent you, and they'll give you a special Mark Levin discount worth up to $1,300 if you qualify. Nobody knows what will happen in the future, but you can control your own financial security. That's a big deal. Call Advantage Gold, 800-900-8000. They're there right now. Get your special Mark Levin discount worth up to $1,300 for qualified customers right now. 800-900-8000. Call them right now. They're there. Check it out. Get the free 2024 gold and silver kit. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professionals. Now, how should you call them? How should you call them? Well, for years now, people have been switching their wireless service to Pure Talk to save money, like I did. I mean, $20 a month for unlimited talk, unlimited text, tons of data. It's a no-brainer. And about half the price of the big three woke corporations, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. Pure Talk is a small entrepreneurial company. It's getting bigger by the day because people want to be part of this company. It's founded by a veteran. It's an American-based company. It has American employees, American who answer the phones, their customer service, and their technology is second to none. And over the last few weeks, Pure Talk has reported a surge of new customers signing up to help them support a charity near and dear to their hearts, America's Warrior Partnership. They're on the front lines of preventing veteran suicide. And so many of you have chosen to step away from Verizon, AT&T, Mobile to switch to Pure Talk for so many reasons, but also, importantly, to help this great charity, because they want to do business with companies, that is, we do, who share our values. Now, that's why Pure Talk has decided to extend their support for this fantastic group, America's Warrior Partnership. And I want to encourage you to participate. And they're going to match every dollar donated up to $50,000. So switch your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network with Pure Talk. You'll be working with a patriotic company founded by a veteran, and you'll be paying less. Just dial #250, say keyword Mark Levin, #250, keyword Mark Levin, and you'll be connected to Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team. That's #250 and say keyword Mark Levin. Let us go to Haas, Childress, Texas. I actually know where that is, on the Mark Levin app. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Good. I enjoyed the show tonight. Hey, I had something a little on the lighter side on your patent issue. I went to the Air Force Academy, and I was in training, cadre as a junior. And for basic training, we were Guts Squadron, so Blood and Guts patent. And one of the evening, or the, during the day, we had gone down, gotten uniform, every ribbon that the place had. If you've ever seen the shorts with the Stooges, I look like Curly playing the Nazi with ribbons on the front and the back and everything else. Gave the entire patent speech on the hill behind the cadet chapel that night. Felt sorry for the parents that were there showing the chapel to their little kids because you just read the language or, you know, played a speech. And then the next day, walking down on the terrazzo, all the visitors are there at the noon meal formation, and they're looking down. I've got, that's me, and I still got my uniform and my entourage, and they're going, my God, look at how young that guy is. He's a three-star general.
Wait a minute. You were a three-star general?
I didn't hear you. Patton. I was.
Patton. No, I saw you were. Okay, got it. Got it.
No, I was playing Patton. So I was a 20-year-old kid with a three-star general uniform on. So it looked funny. But I wanted to read reading the individuality issue that Patton had. That's what's wrong with our military today. There was no individuality. The entire purpose of basic training is to bust everybody down so you're working as a team. Mm-hmm. Now it's all, well, if you identify as this or that, who cares? It's supposed to be about the military. And then I know you're about to close up, but I'll show you how serious it is. I keep in touch with a lot of guys I flew with. I've had a lot of family in. I don't know anybody today that would either go in under current conditions or have a family member. And so, again, back to your seriousness on the November election, if that doesn't turn, we've got a lot of things wrong. But the military, when you look at all the hot spots, and then if you got time, you were talking about the F-15s with Israel.
I've got to run, but I do appreciate your call and your service, my brother. I really do. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighter, emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine, our brothers and sisters in Israel. We have your back, even though Biden does not. And we the people, American citizens right here, God bless each and every one of you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.